Tura winked at Midda, who caught on promptly.
Aye, aye, Cap'n. Nice and smooth it is. Well spoken, Cap'n.
Triggert showed his snaggled teeth in an appreciative grin.
Ha ha! Cap'n, is it? I likes that. Cap'n of a fine ship with a good crew. Keep her steady, mates.
Tura played up to the crazed hog shamelessly.
You heard the Cap'n. Keep her steady as she goes.
Had it not been for the situation in which they found themselves, Midda would have wished for nothing more, having spent most of her young life on Gowsum log boats. She loved the feel of a fine summer day on a stream, the gurgle of meandering water, the fresh, clean smell of drifting banks, and the swaying motion of the vessel, leaky as it was. She could watch the stream bed as it slipped by, crowfoot fronds like flowing green tresses swaying underwater, the flick of a minnow's tail, its red underside showing as it skimmed under the raft. A purple-scaled gudgeon sucking pebbles on the stream bed, lace wings delicately hovering over the current. Tura glanced sideways at her friend.
Do you have any idea where we are, Midda?
The shrewmaid shook her head.
No, I don't know this area at all. But by the lay of the land and those tall rushes ahead, I'd say we're somewhere close to a water meadow.
Trigger's voice cut in on them.
Ahoy, crew! Stow your gab and bend those backs! Take her into the right bank. There's a turn-off ahead that we'll be taking.
The turn-off was a streamlet, marginally wide enough to take the raft. Triggert halted them momentarily whilst he pulled out a woven reed net. It was a snare, full of small fish. Flopping it down on the deck, the mad hog winked at Tura.
Some victuals for my finny friends. Go on, keep poling dead ahead. Be there soon now.
Just to keep his mood sweet, Midda replied.
Cap'n says straight ahead, crew. Did you hear him?
Tura, Jiddle and Jinty chorused back.
Aye, aye, Cap'n.
As Midda predicted, it was a water meadow, and a very pretty one at that. They punted up the side stream with tall reeds and bulrushes shielding either side, emerging into the meadow. There was a low rise at its centre, forming an island. It was a large expanse of water meadow, breathtakingly beautiful. Orange-flowering bog asphodel, butter-hued bladderwort, white brookweed and pink-blossomed comfrey burgeoned amidst wide green platters of water lilies. Triggert Frab pointed.
Make for the island!
The little ones were enchanted by dragonflies and butterflies of many hues, skippers, whites, commas, admirals and fritillaries. The raft nosed into the island, where Triggert moored it, ordering them ashore.